This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to take some of your phone calls. We're going to be joined by John Rappaport coming up here in the next segment. Then Anthony Cumia is going to host the fourth hour. John McCain, you know, I'm not a fake. And so I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I am having nightmares over the fact that John McCain has a big fat brain tumor or had it removed and that it's probably not going to be operable and that he won't be with us for too much longer. Just not going to lie to you and tell you I'm losing sleep over it. But I'm also not going to tell you I'm glad he's dying, because I'm not. I'm very, very sad for John McCain. He is a very, very twisted person. He's been compromised since the Keating Five, which was totally illegal, ripping people off with fake bonds. And you go back to Hanoi Hilton, where he was taken care of for giving them all the secrets. That's been confirmed. The guy is not a hero, in my view. Of course, Donald Trump knows that when he said that McCain's no hero. His dad was an admiral, the head of the Pacific Fleet. He's a consummate insider. But that said, death is the great equalizer. And I don't take pleasure when I heard David Rockefeller died. I don't take pleasure when I heard Zbigniew Brzezinski died. I won't take pleasure when I hear that George Soros is dead. But I'll tell you this, I will feel relief. Because these are very, 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 very bad people. And I'm not going to play along with everybody that's virtue signaling, saying, oh, our hopes and prayers go out to John McCain and just for the mere reason of sounding like I'm a loving, compassionate person. Because it's hard to say nice things about John McCain when he's so evil and funded Al-Qaeda and funded ISIS and did all this. So the Bible says pray for your enemies. So I can't help but say pray for John McCain. But I don't even like saying it. I'm just being honest. But I guess pray he wakes up. Pray he, you know, turns around and there's some good left in him. And that he repents for funding the and supporting the massive Middle Eastern destabilization, turning radical Islam loose on other Muslims, Christians, you name it. I mean, it's just the guy quarterbacked, as Tim Kaine said. He's the chairman. Let's pull up Tim Kaine's tweet. I saw it last night at about 7:30, right when it went out. I was searching McCain news when the brain tumor news broke. There it is. Thinking about my hero, my chairman, my friend, John McCain, stay strong, his chairman. Because let me tell you something. He is chairing not just committees. He's chairing the operation to bring down the Make America Great movement and to put the deep state back in full control. And he's all about bringing in radical Muslims and going after our guns. And he supported original Obamacare. But, of course, we haven't seen Obamacare repealed. Because it's what the Republican scumbags at the top wanted. They're the same ones against Trump. The never-Trumper filth. They have some good rhetoric. They have some good talk. But they don't deliver. So the media will probably edit what I've said about McCain, take it out of context, and say, I'm glad he's dying. I'm not. I told you what I really think. It's nuanced. Because the world is complex. I don't like McCain. But at a spiritual level, it feels like bad luck to me to say, you know, he's getting what's coming to him or something like that, hypothetically. Because I don't take pleasure in it. But when somebody is a convicted pedophile or been caught with hundreds of kids like Sandusky and the deputy pope and people, and they're particularly in priest robes because, you know, they love to carry out the Satanism that way because it's more blasphemous. And they're just such defilers that, I mean, I'm glad when pedophiles die. I'm glad when child kidnappers die. And I'm not a violent person. I don't enjoy violence, but my very instincts are very sharp towards these people. And I've always said, you know, when they convict these folks of pedophilia, they convict these people of kidnapping kids, I personally, I will flip the switch to run electricity through their brains.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the start of the bottom of the hour segment, I will play a video that YouTube says violates their community standards for pointing out an article by Zero Hedge that pointed out an anomaly in an NBC News report concerning Sandy Hook. And so I'm going to air this again, and I'm going to challenge that it doesn't violate the rules, that it's being selectively enforced, and that it's a form of civil rights violation of the First Amendment and discrimination. It's just like a big credit card processing company that we're looking at suing. I just have to do this. I have to start some lawsuits against violators just to fight for my rights. They told us, we're not going to let you process credit cards and debit cards with us, even though you have a, you know, AAA standing, 5-star rating, absolutely established 22-year credit card processing company that has the other big three credit card processors hooked into our system, not just PayPal. we're not going to let do business with you. And they were dumb enough in emails to say because of our political views. You think a gay couple can sue and win money because somebody wouldn't bake a cake? But then you guys say because of my political views and what's misrepresented that I am not allowed to engage in commerce? You people are crazy. I've run this by litigators, top law firms. It's win, 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 win. And I don't want the money from these suits. I don't want 2 years. And then they get to depose me and I get to depose them. But I'm gonna subpoena CEOs and people. I'm going to start going after folks because I can't put up with it anymore. So we're going to air what YouTube says you're not allowed to see. Coming up, it's only 4 minutes long. It's Owen Schroyer with a Zero Hedge headline. And then we're going to go to your phone calls with our guest, John Rappaport. But, hey, good luck, guys, because I'm launching more shows, more video platforms. Our own video platform has millions and millions of viewers every few days. We're not backing down. We're not giving up. We're getting more affiliates across the United States because America is done being intimidated. America is done bowing. America's done being called racist because you didn't want Obamacare written by insurance companies and Republican fat cats to screw everybody over with the Democrats. Americans across the board of every political stripe, of every skin color, of every religious background, including Muslims that don't want to be under radical Orthodox Islam, are sick of oppression, and we want freedom, and we want it now. But coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll show you the letter from YouTube and what they say is not allowed. We're going to play the evil video. Zero Hedge discovers anomaly in Alex Jones' hit piece. And all it is Owen Schroyer playing two clips off the news side by side. And if they can censor that, and if they can shut us down for that, they can shut anybody down. And Twitter announced today, we've begun 10 times the censorship we were doing last year of anybody criticizing people we don't like. They can have the left saying, kill Trump, kill me, whatever. But let me tell you, you call somebody a liar, you call somebody an idiot, oh, they're going to shut you down. They got their trendy CEO up there. They got their trendy, yeah, click on that for TV viewers. This is how it's happening. And notice YouTube and Twitter and Facebook are all announcing the massive censorship launches now. Well, Google, we have the internal purchase order, millions of dollars to shut down InfoWars, saying Ron Paul's not credible, saying the Syrian rebels were caught launching their own chemical attack and reading a UN report. No, it's that Ron Paul is credible. And they said, due to him opposing a Syrian war and Jones having on these guests, we're going to delist him. But we're going to do it secretly because it's not credible. And they listed Ron Paul, and that I then played a clip of a congressman, and that it was too influential. They said he plays a congressman, and he plays Ron Paul, and then he has a Cy Hirsch clip, and it's just not credible. Because it's admitted that the Syrian rebels launched at least three chemical attacks. Congress has had hearings on it and confirmed it. The UN admits it because it was so credible that I went, bam, 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 here's the clips, and said, we shouldn't get in a wider war, and deep state wanted that. Then they shut it down. There it is, Ron Paul, zero chance Assad behind chemical weapons attack in Syria, likely a false flag. I played that clip, I played Cy Hirsch, and I played a sitting congressman saying the same thing, and because it had consensus, and because they showed the UN report, and then we showed the rebels admitting they did it, because it was so credible, they put out a multi-million dollar contract to delist me. And then guess what? Congress is investigating it. And so is the White House for antitrust, that case. And you notice now that contract's been canceled. And Google came out a week later and said, we did that on accident. We're canceling that contract. And then they started relisting us. Well, does Google think I'm dumb? When you've got your little knighted social justice warriors that are given these little chevrons, they should give them little shield symbols in their email, that they're super mods, and then they can go ban our videos. I can't wait to depose them. I can't wait to get their ISPs and drag them into court. You un-American trash. You want to shut us up because we are credible. You want to shut us up because you know we're pulling back the curtain. Look right here. Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow. The Washington Post. Our Pentagon, 5 years ago on record, went to Obama and said, we're not going to be part of being their Air Force, and said no, and then worked with the Russians to clear out the bad rebels, and now Assad's preparing to have elections and leave. And because our Patriot military didn't go along with the deep state, we stopped a wider war. Now YouTube calls them YouTube heroes, where you gain points going around shutting down free speech. And you get directives. Google owns YouTube. They hire an outside group that then goes and then gives the orders to the mods so that Google can claim they weren't behind it. It's like hiring somebody to rob your neighbor's house or, I guess, steal your wife or something. So, but you didn't do it yourself, you see. And they admit all this like we're idiots. Don't you know people, even though these are encoded emails, are giving us the information? Show tips at InfoWars.com. Whistleblowers at InfoWars.com. If you're working as part of these groups to do this, send us the data. This is how we're going to defeat deep state. Joining us is John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. He had that name 15 years ago for his website. He worked for some of the biggest TV and networks and news gathering and newspapers as an investigative journalist until he got disgusted with it over 20 years ago. He's a filmmaker, author, artist, you name it. NoMoreFakeNews.com. And he joins us to break this down. What do you call this moment we've reached? Because they're coming for us, but every time they do, it causes a Streisand effect.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And because more and more people are waking up and coming to the defense, you know, seeing what's really happening, they're fading. They keep trying and trying and trying. But, you know, these polls that show that 6% of the people are really interested or concerned about this whole Russia collusion insanity story that's being promoted and so on, all this gives them a clue. They're operating in this gigantic echo chamber and hoping to convince people that because they all tell the same lies to each other, that other people are interested. Well, it turns out that most other people don't care.
They have a name for that. It's called a circle jerk.
Yeah, they don't give a crap about any of this, you know. And so this gets exposed time and time again. And the liars keep on lying. They can't turn back now. You know, it's like when you've already jumped off the cliff. And now you say, gee, I wish I hadn't jumped off the cliff. I don't think that was such a great idea. Is there any way I can turn around in space and walk back up to it? No, you're already falling. So what are you going to do on the way down? You're just going to keep screaming the same lies over and over and over again until you hit bottom.
So it's like Wile E. Coyote when he runs out on the edge of a cliff and realizes he's already run too far, and a second later he drops. They've already kind of hit that point, but what do they have to lose?
Your guys are really quick here. They're putting it up on the screen already. Yeah, there he is, off the too late, couldn't do it, couldn't come back. Hovered in midair for a second.
You said 3-4 years ago with the Piers Morgan that it was a crack in the facade. It pulled back. People got deprogrammed for a moment. Trump's like a 10,000 times bigger than that moment. They are so panicked. Don't they get that even if they destroy him, Toto already pulled the curtain back?
Yeah, they don't. They're hoping that's not true, but it is, you see, because as I keep saying time and time again, don't just think it's Trump. You know, it's everybody. It's everybody who wants freedom and demands it, freedom from surveillance, censorship, oppressive laws, child protective services, medical cartel, mandates that you have to get vaccinated with poisons. I mean, you could just stretch out the whole nine yards. It's everybody who's sick and tired of the government intruding on their lives and causing them pain, suffering, and death, saying, we've had enough. Now we want something positive. Those people, all of us, we're not going anywhere. Where is there to go?
And there's nothing the globalists can do to convince us to go back with them. It's over.
Yeah. There's no way that, you know, they can say, well, come back on our side because we didn't really mean that, or, you know, we're not as bad as you think. No, they're worse than we think. And we know that. I mean, we've had them in our sights.
How many top Catholics and university heads are caught running giant child rape operations?
Yeah, how many do we need before we understand the whole picture there?
These are literal devil-worshipping pedophiles, folks. That's why they're into GMO and fluoride and poison and cancer and evil, because they literally are demon-possessed. I'm not kidding. I mean, when you come down to it, these are just evil people. We'll be back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more.
Took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected.
and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. John Rappaport's our guest. He's got a bunch of issues he wants to get into. You know, Bill Clinton invited Russia to interfere in a U.S. presidential election publicly. Trying to have the EU, the Saudis, the Pope, all these foreign companies saying don't elect Trump. I mean, it's just crazy that they keep pushing all of this. But just minutes ago, O.J. Simpson walked out of his parole hearing. It's over. And the word is they're probably going to go in, deliberate, and then decide to release him after 9 years in prison for stealing back some of his memorabilia in a robbery. And I'm not an O.J. Simpson fan. I'm just telling you, folks, that he spends 9 years, Dennis Hastert, rapes little boys, procures them for the Republican Party and others. They cover it up, and he gets 13 months in federal prison and then is suing one of the people that he admittedly raped. And he carried the kids across state lines, reportedly. But he wants his money back. So, again, what's wrong with this world? It's not that Simpson's black that he's been persecuted compared to Hastert. It's that he's not an elitist. You better believe if Simpson's crime was raping little kids, he probably never even would have been in prison. Instead, his crime is being an average citizen, pretty much, and not being involved in an elite type of criminal operation. What do you make of all this, John Rappaport of No More Fake News?
Well, I think there's, where do we start here? I mean, it's basically about Hastert, and it's about all the other pedophiles. They protect each other. They're in positions of power. They are the ones who can take a priest from here. Let's move him to Tasmania or, you know, the Arctic so that he's never prosecuted. Let's collude with politicians, fellow politicians who are also involved in the pedophile network so that the case never goes to court. Or some small-time bit player gets sent to jail, but none of the elites ever get to jail.
So it's a big club and we ain't in it. Why historically, exactly, in every ancient culture, is there a cult that takes over, whether it's Africa, Mesoamerica, Europe, Asia? In certain periods, cults take over, build temples, and then rape and kill children. You know, in the Bible, they talk about different tribes taking virgins and killing them. Well, virgins just means children. Why does this keep, through sociology, anthropology, psychology, archaeology, why does it keep raising its ugly head? What's at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
You know, you said these people are evil. I don't think you really have to go much further than that. I mean, you can analyze why and so on, and you can give lots of reasons. That's easy to do. But evil people turn out to be evil. That's what they are.
And the more they get away with, the more they do.
Yeah, of course. And then it piles up. In other words, whatever thrill they get out of being evil, it's not enough, so they have to go further. And they have to keep on going. This amount of control and destruction is not enough. We have to expand it. And that's where they actually commit suicide. Because it gets to a point where the people are fed up and have had enough because they see what's actually going on. And we're at that crossroad when we talk about what the globalists are doing.
I agree, because you said they're in their own echo chamber. They even admit that now. Everyone's even turning. I mean, it was like 20-something percent a few months ago thought Russia was important. Now it's 6% in their own Gallup polls. Everyone I know knows it's a total joke. And so what comes next? They're in their echo chamber. They're getting more extreme. They're going to try to remove Trump. What's going to happen?
Well, they're just going to continue to beat the drum any possible way they can. I'm sure that they're going to get some more psychiatrists to try to come forward and say that he's mentally ill and he's incompetent to serve. The reason that they're not filing impeachment proceedings is because they know they don't have a chance. So they're looking around desperately to try to find something. And all they can do right now is to keep on screaming about the Russia story because they don't really have anything else. And when it's reported that fewer people are coming across the southern border, for example, and certain, you know, progress is being made along that front because with open borders, you just can't vet who's coming into the country. Then there's a whole lot of people that are very happy about that. So that makes it even worse for them. They don't know what to do.
That's right, because they can't kill the economy quick enough to blame Trump. Plus, they now know they're getting the blame anyways for trying it, but they can't help themselves. Like you said, they're Wile E. Coyote right over the edge. When we come back, though, Mueller has said, okay, I can't find any Russia stuff. He's going to look at every Trump associate, every campaign person's finances, total dragnet, total fishing expedition. What does Trump do at this point with this rogue element? What do we do?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise land,
to show you
well over 2 million subscribers on just one of our YouTube channels that a fan made 5-6 years ago, Dave Thomas, not of Wendy's, his name's really Dave Thomas, great guy, he works for us now, from Oregon where he's a chicken farmer with his family.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Does he live in a free country like me? You know, I was, during the break I was talking to the crew and they're like, they're glad I'm really considering having to sue Google and YouTube and other people that put in false copyright claims, because this isn't Russia during the old Soviet Union. This isn't communist China. We have free speech in this country. And I'm sick of people with false copyright claims that they never back up once I file a challenge to it. They never put up or shut up and file suit on me. And then now they claim that I'm harassing Sandy Hook families because the media said I am, and the media said I said go harass their families. And then they take down our videos where I actually clarify, going back 3-4 years ago, that I simply questioned because our media lied about dead babies in incubators and said they got their brains bashed out. And so my listeners didn't buy the official story. So we looked at it and I said, I don't know the truth. I'm not ready to say kids didn't die and point my finger at parents and say they're liars. Is there a blue screen with Anderson Cooper's face disappearing? Are there kids going in circles in the video shots? Did they hold back the helicopters? Do they have porta potties there in an hour and a half? Do they run it like a big PR operation? Do they get all these conflicting stories in the media? Absolutely, and we have a right to question it. If they said there were new babies thrown out of incubators in some country, and we questioned it because they've lied before, and it turned out that they did actually kill babies somewhere, would I then hate the families that lost their babies? No. I'm questioning known liars in the media. But in the 1990 event where they said hundreds of babies had their brains bashed out and their skulls kicked in, there were no babies. There were no incubators. It was a red shirt to bring us into a war. And now over 1 million Iraqis have died of starvation, 500,000 under the Clintons' intensified sanctions that were children. But see, we don't humanize those Iraqi children. And we overthrew a secular government that had swimming pools and movie theaters and Playboy sold in the stores. I'm not saying that's a great thing or good thing or bad thing. The point was it was becoming westernized. The globalists don't want that. They destroyed it. And they put radical Islamists in charge. But see, I'm not supposed to sit here and have a big thought like that. I looked at the 5 videos that they have said are evil and bad and put a strike on us or threatened to shut the channel down. Zero Hedge discovers anomaly in Alex Jones' hit piece. That's what they're saying. We're not allowed to question. So let's play the censored report with Owen Schroyer analyzing other people's reports and playing the anomaly and asking the question. And quite frankly, the father needs to clarify that NBC needs to clarify because the coroner said none of the parents were allowed to touch the kids or see the kids. And maybe they meaning at the school. I'm sure later maybe the parents saw their children. The point is that because the media lies so much, you can't blame the public asking questions and you can't ban free speech of people that are asking questions. And for us to simply look at the Megyn Kelly public event where someone sat down and was interviewed and to politely discuss it, if you ban that, you ban free speech in total. Very, very dangerous. Here it is.
So, folks, now here's another story. You know, I don't even know if Alex knows about this, to be honest with you. Alex, if you're listening and you want to, or if you just want to know what's going on, Zero Hedge has just published a story. Megyn Kelly fails to fact check Sandy Hook father's contradictory claim in Alex Jones' hit piece. Now, again, this broke. I think it broke today. I don't know what time, but featured in Megyn Kelly's expose, Neil Heslin, a father of one of the victims, during the interview described what happened the day of the shooting. And basically what he said, the statement he made, fact checkers on this have said cannot be accurate. He's claiming that he held his son and saw the bullet hole in his head. That is his claim. Now, according to a timeline of events and a coroner's testimony, that is not possible. And so one must look at Megyn Kelly and say, Megyn, I think it's time for you to explain this contradiction in the narrative. Because this is only going to fuel the conspiracy theory that you're trying to put out, in fact. So, and here's the thing, too. You would remember, let me see how long these clips are. You would remember if you held your dead kid in your hands with a bullet hole. That's not something that you would just misspeak on. So let's roll the clip first. Neil Heslin telling Megyn Kelly of his experience with his kid.
At Sandy Hook Elementary School, one of the darkest chapters in American history was a hoax.
I lost my son. I buried my son. I held my son with a bullet hole through his head.
Neil Heslin's son, Jesse, just 6 years old, was murdered, along with 19 of his classmates and six adults, on December 14th, 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut.
Yeah, I dropped him off at 9:04. That's when we dropped him off at school with his book bag. Hours later, I was picking him up in a body bag.
Okay, so making a pretty extreme claim that would be a very thing vivid in your memory, holding his dead child. Now, here is an account from the coroner that does not corroborate with that narrative.
We did not bring the bodies and the families into contact. We took pictures of them, of their facial features. You have it's easier on the families when you do that. There is a time and a place for up close and personal in the grieving process. But to accomplish this, we felt it would be best to do it this way. And you can sort of you can control the situation depending on your photographer. And I have very good photographers.
It's got to be hard not to have been able to actually see her.
Well, at first I thought that, and I had questioned maybe wanting to see her.
Okay, so just another question that people are now going to be asking about Sandy Hook, the conspiracy theorists on the internet out there that have a lot of questions that are yet to get answered. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the event. That's just a fact. So there's another one. Will there be a clarification from Heslin or Megyn Kelly? I wouldn't hold your breath. So now they're fueling the conspiracy theory claims. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with more.
Now, that's the full clip that's been censored on YouTube that's hateful and evil, they say, and that we're harassing people with. It's national television. It's a piece attacking me. Okay? That's a clip from a national piece, televised everywhere, misrepresenting what I said about Sandy Hook. I'm now allowed to respond to a report about me that isn't even accurate. And then you've got CNN and MSNBC, both with different groups of parents and the coroner, saying we weren't allowed to see our kids basically ever, what they sound like you're saying. But we see a father, a grieving father, saying that he dropped him off with a book bag, got him back in a body bag. And, you know, regardless, Bloomberg said they don't let a good crisis go to waste. So did the White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, at the time. And bottom line, there was massive PR around this. This was used to blame the American people, to say gun owners were at blame for this and that we had killed these children. So that's why America rejected it and said it was fake, because in total, saying gun owners are responsible for what somebody on Prozac does is not true. If I kill somebody with a car on purpose, it's not your fault because you own a car that I did something wrong with the car. Like if I stab my neighbor with a butcher knife, or you do, then we're not guilty for what another person does. So we're sick of this. Do mass shootings happen? Absolutely. Can I prove that New Haven didn't happen? No. So I've said for years, we've had debates about it, that I don't know. But you can't blame people for asking. But now, in a national Megyn Kelly NBC hit piece, that another publication, very respected, Zero Hedge, comes out and breaks, I'm not even allowed to report on a report about me from NBC and Zero Hedge with my other reporter who didn't harass anybody. That was a month ago. He said, I wouldn't hold our breath looking for a response. We've not seen a clarification. I'm the one that called him up after I saw the show that night, and I said, you know, Owen, we're going to go back to our guest. Could be that, you know, we need to get clarification. I went on. I could never find out. The stuff I found was they never let them see their bodies. That's kind of what's weird about this, but maybe they did. So I'm sure it's all real. But for some reason, they don't want you to see those clips together. NoMoreFakeNews.com. He hosted an hour a week. He's going to be hosting a lot more soon. I got to get it set up with him. But he's here with us. That, of course, is John Rappaport. John, what do you make of this?
Just report on the report on the report on the report is suddenly, you know, licensed to take away access. You can't do that. Absolutely not. Absolutely inappropriate. Inappropriate, right? Because there is an unanswered question. So where does that leave us? Well, let's say that somebody decides to publish on YouTube a whole list of the ingredients and vaccines. You know, here it is from the CDC. And I have a question, because if you'll notice, there's aluminum, 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 aluminum. And now here is a statement from official organizations, medical organizations, about how neurotoxic aluminum is that's being injected this way. And I'm asking questions about this. Well, that, let's throw that away too. That's no good. We can't have a video like that. We can't have that either. I mean, as you say, if they're going to throw out that video by Schroyer, then everything's up for grabs. You can't say anything that wouldn't be censored if somebody wants to censor it.
Well, I'm not supposed to ask you because of this intimidation. What do you think about Sandy Hook? I mean, I said it has more holes than Swiss cheese. I'm not personally attacking anybody. Just like, as I said, if a new baby incubator story came out, I would question it. It may come out that the new attack on babies is real, but am I bad? Am I attacking individual parents because I questioned a media that runs hoaxes?
And here's the other thing, because they have to find their hook to come after you. You know, you've covered what? In all the years you've been at InfoWars, I don't know, 15,000, 20,000 stories? Okay, so let's find one that we can twist, make it incredibly controversial, and make it sound like he's some sort of an inhuman monster. And then let's push that on national television and say, you see, folks, you see what we're dealing with here with the so-called independent media. I mean, that's the other aspect of this, which is completely insane. You know, if there was anybody rational at any of these networks, they would sit down with you and they would say, well, apparently you're a very controversial figure, and also apparently you have untold millions. I mean, it just keeps getting bigger of listeners. So what is it that you stand for? Why are you so popular? What are you saying? And, you know, a long form interview. And then they would bring in and say, well, here's a story you covered, and this is what you said.
Listen, I told them I thought the kids probably did die, and that we were simply questioning because the babies in the incubators, they wouldn't put it. They won't let me even say that.
That's right.
that they've twisted it, and I, because they want to take off what I've really said and then say false things about me so I can't respond.
Exactly. So if you say, well, let's compare the Sandy Hook thing to the incubator baby thing, they're not even going to put that on television. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to say, well, gee, he does have an analogy. No, no, we don't want to even consider that, because people are going to realize, hey, well, yeah, that was a totally fake story about how the war in Iraq was promoted and launched. So he has a right to question what happened at Sandy Hook, or what happened anywhere about anything. I mean, come on. What's the story here? You ask a question, you ask a number of questions, and all of a sudden you're censored for that? These people want you to get down on your hands and knees and pray to ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, etc., etc. That's what they want. Just like Chris Cuomo says on CNN, in what has to be, for me, one of the most insane things ever uttered by anybody, you, the public, don't have a right to look at these leaked emails. Only we, the media, can, and then we tell you what to think, and then you...
He actually said it just like that.
Right? And people, you know, the people all over the world, like if I was walking through an airport where they have these contracts from CNN, and I heard that, I'd say, forget about my flight. I'm dropping my bags. I got to watch this idiot. This is unbelievable, right? You know, where does
he goes further? He goes, you're not allowed to. It's illegal. No, no, we're allowed to. And then you get it from us. I mean, actually, the most when I saw that clip first, the day it happened, I thought it was a joke. And we went back and found the full context. I mean, he really talked to them like they're 3-year-olds.
Yeah, he really means that. And you say, well, this is a guy that, you know, Megan, hello, interview Chris Cuomo. OK, find out what makes this incredible moron tick. You know, I mean, where did you come up with this idea? We, the media, will tell you what it means. Otherwise, you have no access to it. I mean, where was he hatched? How did he come into being as some sort of reporter? I mean, they just, I know his name is Cuomo, so he's from a political family, right? But I mean, they just grab him off the street and say, you're our anchor. When you say something like that, I mean, there we see what the media is actually thinking about themselves.
Exactly. I want to go to some phone calls. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time with John Rappaport. But just briefly, PewDiePie has like 15 plus billion views on one channel and a couple billion on another and other channels. I mean, it's 18 billion views. And it's bigger than all comedy channels, entertainment stuff together. And he never was political. I've only seen some of it, but they hate the fact that his main demographic's about 18 and younger. But I've seen his stuff. It's pretty funny, even when he makes fun of me. Regardless, in the marketplace of ideas, he's winning. They begin to call him racist, Hitler, say shut him down, because the big executives are jealous, the Zuckers of the world, that he has something they don't have. He has the real star appeal. They've all failed. Nothing they force feed works. So I've talked to a lot of these folks, not PewDiePie, but others. All these big channels, including a lot of big kind of mainline liberal channels that are independent, they're getting targeted and shut down, and it's a bullying. And then YouTube comes along behind the scenes and says, work with us, start doing a few things we want, we'll fully monetize you and help you. So it's muscling. So I'm saying to PewDiePie and others, they're scared of you because they saw you putting out our stuff in Watson's. They know you could turn around, and somebody like you could be 1,000 times more successful than even myself or Donald Trump. They don't know who the PewDiePie is that's just kind of doing their own thing, who then clicks because there's this algorithm of awakening. So PewDiePie needs to know they're always going to envy you and try to shut you down. The answer is really take your destiny in your hand. Don't just be super popular and have all the super hot girlfriends and make $30 million a year or whatever. Really change the destiny of the world. And if it's not going to be PewDiePie, it's going to be somebody else. Because I turned down $10 million a year 16, 17 years ago. Sounds like a lot of money. It's nothing. Money means nothing once you get self-sufficient. They use it to control you, to always feel like you're going to arrive someday if you were just with them. Now, it's not saying money's bad to have. It's just that it is not your God. They try to keep money limited, resources limited, so they can be the gatekeeper between that. Right now, though, OJ's verdict's coming in. Dennis Hastert goes free after 13 months. We'll see if OJ does for robbery, already serving 9 years. Let's go to that feed live.
And I concur with Commissioner Korda and grant parole. And in addition, our decision, although difficult, is fair and just.
I concur with Commissioner Korda and agree to grant parole.
Mr. Simpson, before I cast my vote, I want to let you know that we believe that we're a fair board. We believe that we're a consistent board. I will let you know that that consistency also goes to parole, and we do not look kindly upon parole violations. And if I cast my vote to grant and it concludes the hearing, our expectation would be that you not violate even the simplest condition of parole. Having said that, I am prepared to cast a vote. I am prepared to ask the commissioners to set conditions. If that happens, we will produce an order sometime in the next 15 to 20 minutes that will be faxed to you or presented to you at the institution, and it will become a public record. So based on all of that, Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible. And that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you.
You know, Simpson looked arrogant and somewhat corrupt before, but after 9 years in prison, he looks very genuine, very contrite. And he looks very, like he has a lot of, I never studied his genetic background, but he has a lot of Native American in him or something. He looks like a lot of Native American, though he's lost a lot of weight. But there you go. 9 years in prison for robbing back some of his own memorabilia. I'm not defending what he did, but there was a dispute. And then, I've never done it myself, but sometimes in business you get a little bit mad, people screw you over, and I'm not saying that's what happened there. The wife thing, all that, both sides, they tried to set him up, he probably did it, and it's just a mess. Crime of passion, yeah, I mean, basically cut their heads off, or, I mean, he was found civilly guilty. The point is, it's hard to hate him when these globalists are committing all these crimes. John McCain's funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're murdering Christians by the hundreds of thousands, and then all these pedophiles are going free. We haven't scripted this. We're live. We're going to have your phone calls, Sean, Josh, Andrew, Dustin, and others. But what is your view, John Rappaport?
You know, I just thought, what would happen if you put up a YouTube video with Hastert being released next to OJ? See, maybe that would be censored, too. Oh, we don't want any comparisons of this. No. Just side by side, the last 2 minutes of this was Simpson and Hastert, pedophile, he gets off. Let's present that. Let's show, you know, what do you think of this, folks? You think this sounds fair? Does this sound equitable? Does this sound like the justice system is actually working when this guy serves 9 years and this guy serves, what, 13 months? Really? Unbelievable.
Well, I know this. You look at Simpson, you can't fake that. He looked real humanity, really upset, really wanting to get out. I mean, you can't hide that. That was real. And then you look at somebody Mr. Blue Eyes over there at the Republican Party, Paul Ryan, he just radiates, I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break here in a moment, take a few calls. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, we need your financial support. They're trying to shut us down. I want to expand, not just stay the same size, because we're going to expand or be destroyed. There is no stay the same size. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing nutraceuticals, free shipping for another 10 days or so. And a bunch of the stuff like Super Male, which is just great concentrated herbs, the X2, the amazing good halogen, the Deep Earth Clean Iodine, not the garbage iodine that you get at the store. You'll probably eat holes in your belly. InfoWarsLife.com has it all, but a lot of the specials got to end today, just like Brainforce had to end a few days ago because it's about to sell out. I'll have some new specials tomorrow, but these are our best sellers that are still on sale right now. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. But that's how we fund ourselves. Over 75% of the funding is you buying products. CNN's fake news. On the back, InfoWars is real news. Great shirt to meet like-minded people, to spread the word, to stand up for free speech. Caveman's back in stock. Michael ZX to knock out the fungus and stuff in your gut. Next Level Probiotic, it's back. We've got our new super high-quality whey that I haven't even had time to get into yet today. It's our new product launched today. Haven't even launched it because so much is happening. So we'll take your phone calls coming up. I appreciate you holding. But don't get to everybody. I'm going to send everybody a keg of this new premium whey protein. It's from one of the biggest high-quality manufacturers, hormone-free, grass-fed cows, what produce the milk. True whey protein, super high-quality, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. No reviews yet because it just came out today, but we have tens of thousands of reviews by third-party site Power Reviews and others, an average 4.8 stars, no one else that we've seen has it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. But even if you can't buy the products from us to help support the broadcast, just spread the link, spread the article, spread the videos, because we are fighting every day to simply stay here and keep putting the truth out. And we're changing the world because of your support. Hour number four, with your calls, Anthony Cumia, the conclusion of NoMoreFakeNews.com with John Rappaport. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
As most